Michael Bloomberg is on the ballot today for the first time this election cycle, and he's probably the wealthiest person ever to run for president. His fortune, $65 billion, according to Forbes magazine, which makes him the 9th richest person in the world. Bloomberg made his money with an early bet on the power of computers to transform Wall Street. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, it is a bet that is still paying off.
Mike Bloomberg pitches himself to voters as a successful businessman and manager, and he attributes his success to hard work.
I'm not smarter than anybody else, but I can outwork you. And my key to success for you or for anybody else is make sure you're the first one in there every day and the last one to leave.
But it wasn't just work that made Bloomberg rich. It's also a story of foresight, luck, and really, really good timing. As a young man, Bloomberg graduated from Harvard Business School and went to work at the legendary blue-chip Wall Street firm Salomon Brothers. He was something of a nerd, and he came in for a lot of teasing, says Eleanor Randolph, author of The Many Lives of Michael Bloomberg.
They loved to torture him, you know. Hey, Harvard, get me coffee. And, you know, it was like a big frat house back then.
New hires such as Bloomberg were assigned lowly tasks, and he and the other newbies were sent to the vault to tally up paper bond certificates so they could be taken to the bank. They made the best of it.
They would strip down to their shorts, and they would drink beer and count bonds, and that's how he started at Salomon Brothers.
But Bloomberg was trained as an engineer, and he understood the power of computers. He pushed the firm to embrace the future. So he was eventually kicked upstairs to run the computer department.
It was considered a demotion. He'd been moved to essentially maintenance.
In 1981, he was fired. But Bloomberg would have the last laugh. He took his $10 million settlement and opened a company. It was the revenge of the nerd. As Bloomberg knew, bond trading was backward. To buy one, you had to go down to Wall Street to find a paper copy and look up who owned it. Morgan Downey was Bloomberg's global head of commodities and now runs a competing firm called Money.net.
Mike Bloomberg, back in the early 1980s, said, "This is ridiculous. I'm going to put all of this information in a database." And so that was kind of the first product they came out with.
What Bloomberg did would revolutionize bond trading. He created a boxy red computer called the Bloomberg Terminal.
Basically, it sped up the market, but the market became much more efficient.
And Bloomberg's grip on financial information would tighten. Today, subscribers get instant access to a vast trove of data, from stock and bond prices to more obscure information, like the location of any oil tanker in the world. Anyone could have done what Bloomberg did, but Bloomberg got there first.
It was basically the start of what's become now electronic trading.
And Bloomberg had another first. Before texting and email took off, it offered a chat service. Even today, people on Wall Street use it constantly.
And it's pretty straightforward, just a chat system, but you have to have a $25,000 a year subscription to Bloomberg to get access to this chat system.
That's right. Just logging on to Bloomberg costs almost $25,000 a year. And Bloomberg has some 325,000 customers, hedge fund executives and stock traders and CFOs. Some banks have hundreds of subscriptions. They bring in revenue of $10 billion a year. Bloomberg himself no longer actively manages the company, but he still owns 88%. So it's no wonder that Bloomberg considers getting fired from Salomon Brothers a lucky break.
It's the best thing that ever happened to me. And of all the people on the executive committee that fired me, sadly, one is no longer alive. But the other six are all paying customers. So
today, Bloomberg is using a chunk of his fortune to run for president, and he's vastly outspending every other candidate. But even if he fails, he'll still have many billions of dollars left over. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.